welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am the old F Switches.
And this is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music.
Oh, I've never heard you use that intro before.
Yeah, you have.
No, third and fourth generation?
I've said that before, definitely. I've said that at least five times or something like that.
Really?
I probably said it four times. I've said it three or four times.
My memory is going the way of the power glove.
So, all right. So, let's see what we have going on here.
Can I start things off on top of the show business?
Sure. Go ahead.
First of all, I'd like to thank our friend DJ Sharky.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Over at KALX in Berkeley. I had a fun time on his show on Sunday. Did you catch that, by the way?
No, I couldn't.
Not at all?
No, I didn't.
You were asleep.
I don't think I was asleep. I just I think I was busy. Oh yeah, I know what I was doing. Something. I was.
You're doing shooting. Something.
I was busy with some business.
Oh well, let me tell you, you missed out on a good segment.
Oh really?
Did I played lots of tracks. We even had people calling in demanding to know.
Oh really? Great.
What the name of the track was and what game it was for.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, great.
So the people in Berkeley are definitely now aware. If they weren't before, Now they know what time it is.
Oh, that's neat.
So thank you to DJ Sharky. And I got to pump up our show on the 31st.
That's great. Well, yeah. What were the highlights? Highlight tracks?
Well, of course.
What tracks got the most?
I went with Lightning Force.
Sure.
Okay. Because that is just my go-to. If I'm on the street, right, and I'm waiting for a bus, if I rode the bus, if someone said to me, what kind of things do you do? And I would talk about video game music, I would instantly bust out my Lightning Force portable Mega Drive and play the game for them. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
And then that would be their introduction. That's what I like to do.
Right. What got the most calls, though?
Lightning Force.
Oh, it did?
No, okay. I got two calls during Lightning Force and two calls during Al Unser Jr.
Oh, okay.
Turbo Racing.
All right.
When I played a little bit of that.
Okay, neat.
So that was good. And I ended the segment by playing some romance tracks. The two romance tracks that I think are most memorable on our show.
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Heat Waves.
And?
The Good Ending.
Yeah.
Streets of Rage.
You got it.
Okay.
And that was it. And right. I just said, for any listeners out there not really sure what to play for Valentine's Day coming up, I got some tracks for you.
Okay. Good. Very good.
So that was fun.
And speaking of the event that you were plugging.
Yes.
Let's plug it right now. It's we're doing the live dance party on January 31st. It's at 7. It's from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Just show up on time so that you can get your dance worth.
This is
your dance's worth.
At the California Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park.
That's right. The Academy of Arts. I think it's even just the Academy of Science, I think.
That's what I said, the Academy of Sciences.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Arts and Sciences. I was calling it Arts and Sciences.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I was just hearing what I want to hear. So it's just sciences. Yeah, the Academy of Sciences at Golden Gate Park. It's part of San Francisco Sketchfest.
Right.
SF Sketchfest. And there's actually a whole sort of thing happening from 6 to 10 p.m.
Right.
There. Different events there. And admission to the ticket is, when you buy a ticket, it's for everything.
For 6 to 10 p.m.
So, yeah. So there's comedy shows and there's other, I think there's podcast recordings of other podcasts and stuff.
Yeah.
But our thing will be happening in the aquarium, actually. Downstairs in the aquarium, we'll be having the dance party. And it's all, video game music tracks that are, third and fourth generation.
Right.
And they're all, no remixes, no... it's all the pure music, and it's all dancey stuff, too. And we will have a few contests.
Right.
One will be VGM Karaoke.
Sure.
All right, where you can pick a track of your choice and sing along to it. You can sing gibberish. You can make up lyrics on the spot, or you can pre-write lyrics. And if you guys want to, you can sign up that night or before the dance party starts or while it's happening, or you can even email us at legacymusichour.com. And you
yes.
can you can, we'll pre-select people because sometimes that's better too.
Right.
So if you want to, that's a special sort of deal for the listeners of the podcast. If you want to, beat the rush.
Yeah, and you want to call dibs on a title.
Yeah, you can email us and let us know. All right, and then also there's going to be a dance battle also.
Right.
And if you And okay, and then there's that. And then we may do this. So you can put this together.
If everything is going as well, if we feel the crowd is hot enough and they're into it and the crowd wants 16-bit goodness, we're going to debut So You Think You Can Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Where you will
have to act out
your favorite Street Fighter character to the music and act out the moves as we play the sound to that move.
So it's kind of like, I don't know, what would you compare that to? Almost like a...
I don't know.
Not like a Simon Says, but almost a sort of...
Street Fighter Says.
Something, I don't know. So.
By the way, since we are in the aquarium, I'm going to see how I can go about recreating the Super Mario underwater world myself. I'm going to see if I can put on a pair of overalls and just dive into a tank.
Okay.
And swim.
Sure.
Mario style.
Yeah, Mario style.
Mario style. Right.
By the way, I think we probably will, as pre-show music or pre-dance party music, be playing underwater music.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I think that would be neat. Yeah.
Okay, good call.
So, all right. Anyway, again, January 31st. That's a Thursday, I think.
Thursday, right?
And it's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Don't come late. Come early.
Because you'll miss out.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. A couple things I just wanted to mention real quick is that I have a new method now for the poll. Okay. Remind me at the end of the program to talk about the new method.
Okay.
Okay. Remind me.
The method.
The new method.
Okay.
The new method. Okay. Also, you feel free to send, if the listeners want to send some, I mean, they do this already, but if you want to send in more topic suggestions.
Sure.
Those are always welcome. Right. So, I just wanted to mention that. I wanted to mention one thing now about Kozo Nakamura, okay?
Okay.
This is a composer who worked on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 and also Ninja Turtles 2. He did the original music for the Nintendo version of the arcade game. And it's been kind of commonly known that he did the music to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
Okay.
For the Nintendo. In the last year or so, it kind of came to my attention that there was no concrete proof that he actually did do the music for it. But there's a lot of sources online that say he did, and I kind of was curious about why that rumor got started. And I thought, well, there must be some truth to it, or that rumor wouldn't have started. But recently, someone on VGM. DB.net on one of the message boards.
Yes.
They commented about that, about the why there was a rumor about Kozo Nakamura. And they made a really good point. And they said that in the Japanese version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, the arcade game, the game is just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It has the same title as part one, the United States or the North American part one, and part one in Japan was called something else. It wasn't called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, hardcore or something like that. It's not hardcore, but it was something like Ninja Fighters or something like that.
Right.
So that's probably where the confusion came from, is that in Japan, it's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as it is in North America. And since Kozo Nakamura did the music to that, that's what led to the rumor getting started that it's not even a rumor, but that's where it led people to think that he did the music to part one in North America, if that makes sense.
Right.
So I just wanted to point that out. So I'm going to go through all the track listings that we've had listing him. I'm now convinced that he did not do the music to it. And so I'm going to go through all the track lists that we have posted and change those. And delete his name and just put unknown, because it's unknown at this point.
Thank you for the update. Rest assured that our in-house scribe is on the case.
Okay, so let's move on to today's topic.
Before that,
what's on the desk? Yeah, that's right. Look, we have another little package here.
It's a late Christmas present.
That's right, yeah.
And I'll let you do the honors, my friend. I don't know where this is from. It's a box of some type, and
yeah, this is a box and
addressed to Legacy Music Hour HQ. Okay, so Brent is opening it up with put it up near the microphone again. By the way, nice tie. You're all dressed up today.
No, I came from a thing. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but it wasn't an important thing. It's just you're looking. I just had to look top half ready.
You look very professional. You think you're ready to sell 16-bit titles? Get those titles moving off the shelf, Brent.
This is kind of harder to open than I.
Okay. Oh, use your thumbs. I mean, you've been working out those thumbs.
I actually have. I've been playing some of the new games that we got.
Yeah, I've been playing Skitten a lot.
I've been playing. Actually, last night I was playing Castlevania 3. I was getting into that.
Yeah. How far did you get?
I don't know. I think I'm kind of over halfway through.
Okay.
Or something. Oh, but there's a lot of different paths you can take.
Right.
I think there's 4 different endings, and you can play with different characters and stuff. And
right. Who's your favorite character so far?
Well, I haven't played with Alucard, or whatever right. his name is.
Yes.
But I played with Sifa?
Is that the little pirate?
No. That's Grant.
Grant.
And Grant's pretty cool because you can climb on the walls.
Yes.
And he can jump high and he's faster.
Right.
Then that Sifa or whatever.
What is Sifa again?
It's some kind of wizard. I don't know if it's a boy or a girl actually, but he or she can cast spells. And actually, the spells are really pretty useful.
Wait till you get to Alucard. Alucard's fun.
Oh really? Yes. Yeah, yeah. But see, I think. He's available on a path that I didn't take. So
okay.
I think. I don't know. I haven't gotten to that yet. I'm still trying to open this thing. Dang. But I tried playing some of the other games too, but I haven't. I think I'm focusing more on Castlevania. Oh, yeah. I started playing Alex Kidd also. Alex Kidd Miracle World.
Just tear it open on the other end right there. Yeah, just dig in. Hop right in.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's see here.
I don't want to make a mess here. Oh, shoot. Okay. Oh, shoot. Here we go.
Is there anything else in here? Oh. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh. There's a long letter. A letter. Let's not... Well, here. We'll save that.
We'll save
the letter.
Okay.
But...
Oh, man. It's thick.
I think I know what this is, actually. I wish I knew... Okay. Hold on a second here. All right. We got to speed this up here.
Rip it open, my friend.
I'm trying to. Okay. Oh, okay. Look at this. Oh, they're CDs. They look like mixed CDs. These are mixed CDs.
Look at the back. They got the Konami
logo. Oh, someone put the Konami logo on this. Yeah. So these are CDs. They look to me like, here, you can take one. Wait, are they the same? Oh, they're the same, actually. Okay. So these are mixed CDs, and they have, it looks like somebody made a mix CD of different video game music.
Okay, and it's from Big Mike.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. And it looks to me like it's all Konami music from 85 to 87 is what it looks like to me.
All right.
It looks like, yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, no. No, that's, I'm wrong. I was looking at one side of it. It looks like it's Konami music from all time, different times, actually. All going up to... Maybe 94, even
94.
Oh, 94. Yeah, 94. Okay, wow. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah, this will be...
Thank you, Big Mike.
This will be good for the road trips.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Michael.
On to today's topic.
Okay. So, this is episode 115, and the topic is mountain areas,
mm-hmm.
or mountain levels, or mountain... You know, areas and games.
Right.
So, you know, mountain, and it's the music from those areas. And so the question is there a particular... I mean, we're going to listen to these tracks. We're going to share our tracks that we picked.
Right.
And this is something that one might ask theirself if when listening to a fire and lava episode or...
Sure.
You know, underwater episode or the snow and ice episode.
Right.
Is there a particular... mountain sound
okay
in these tracks?
Well, we're gonna find out.
Or is it pretty irrelevant that it's mountain music and it just sounds like it could be anything? So that's the question we'll ask ourselves today. Is there a particular feel that links all these tracks together? Do they all sound like, oh yeah, these are all definitely mountain tracks? Is there a mountainous sound? And I'm gonna start it off, and You know, I got to say, this is actually kind of a Super Nintendo focus for me. Okay. I mean, not kind of, it is.
Sure.
I just happened to pick all Super Nintendo tracks this episode. I think this is the, I think maybe the first episode of I've only picked from one console.
Right.
I mean, some are Japanese, but there's Super Famicom. But all right, well, anyway, so I'm going to start this off with one of my favorite mountain tracks of all time that I can't believe I haven't played yet on the podcast, but it's from Final Fantasy II, North American release. This is music by Nobuo Uematsu, and this is Mount Ordeals, and this is the mountain area in the game, and I remember hearing this music when I played the game for the first time, which I kind of played late after it came out, but I think I played it in 94, and I just always thought this was just really, really great music. It's just it's actually kind of a variation on the main theme,
okay.
But but anyway, it's really great. All right, music from Final Fantasy II. This is Mountain Music from Final Fantasy II for the Super Nintendo, music by Nobuo Uematsu. This is called Mount Ordeals.
I like the piano.
I like the whole thing. Right here is the part where it's the main theme right here. Kind of, it's a variation on the main theme. Chord right there. I mean, truth be told, I really like the piano also, actually.
Yeah. Very, very...
It just gives it a good...
Benny and the Jet piano.
Yeah, yeah. It does have that kind of sound. It does. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
How long have you been sitting on this track?
Oh, this track? Well, I mean, for the whole... Definitely the whole course of the podcast, but I think Final Fantasy II is one of the best video game soundtracks of all time. I mean, at this point in my, you know, sort of scope of, you know, knowledge of video game music,
yeah,
it's a little bit sort of played out for me,
okay,
you know, but I mean, I've been sitting on this track since 1994.
Wow.
I mean, in a sense, you know.
Right, right.
I guess I haven't really been sitting on it, but I've been kind of climbing up
okay,
it.
Okay,
you know?
Yes.
Been climbing up this track since 1994. This is a great track. It's nice that there's a piano sound, and there's also sort of a marimba sound as well, you know? You hear that?
Right, right. Yeah. On that marimba note,
mm-hmm,
we will move on to the next track, which comes to us from...
Go on.
What do you think?
Well, is it islandy related or something?
No.
No, okay. All right, yeah.
Well, I was thinking the Smurfs.
Oh, okay. Huh. Why marimba?
From composer Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I think I know where you're going on there.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
This, the Smurfs is a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Nintendo Entertainment System game.
Mm-hmm.
And the track I'm going to play, Act 06, The Mountains.
We'll be right back.
The Smurfs, Act 06, The Mountains, from Alberto José González. Now, you were saying that's a reggae kind of beat.
Yeah, you said you didn't like reggae music. You told me you don't like
not,
reggae
not music. Not all reggae music. It's very rare. The number of tracks I like, I can probably count on two fingers.
Oh, and one of them is this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I think it's kind of fitting that this is a kind of a reggae track for the mountains.
Right.
Because it's maybe the Smoky Mountains. Where you're going to go very high in altitude.
Okay, right, right.
Brent.
Right.
I'm winking at Brent.
Right, right, right. Because it's a mountain. You go high on it.
Yes.
It's like you go, like you elevate, it's elevated.
Right. Right.
Elevation is a lot of feet.
By the way, have you ever been on a mountain?
Of course.
What mountain?
You name it. I've been on. You name it.
What's the highest in altitude you've been that you've climbed? I'm not saying like you fly in a Denver type area.
No, I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But I used to go hiking. You know.
Did you? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember there was a. I remember this when I was in camp. I used to go to camp.
Right.
And there was this one mountain that was. It's called Skull Mountain.
Skull Mountain?
Yeah, because it looked like a skull, and it really did look like a skull, actually.
Okay.
Because there was eyes and, you know, and stuff. And I climbed up that one.
How high was it?
Huh? No, it was short. It was a short one.
A little skull.
But I just thought it was neat because it was a skull.
Okay.
But high mountains, I don't know. I mean, I've never done mountain climbing, though, with a whole belt, with a belt and stuff.
Carabiners.
Know? Yeah, you know. I've never done... Have you?
No, but I have. I have the highest I've gone hiking on my own is 10,000 feet.
But you mean you went up 10,000 feet?
I started at 4,000 feet.
Okay.
And then I climbed 6,000.
Really? You climbed 6,000?
Yeah, and it wasn't... I'm climbing with a rope or a pick, an ice climber pick, but I did walk... I mean, I tried to walk up and run up. At some point, I was just stumbling because it was so high.
I remember a mountain that I hiked up. I didn't climb up it, but it was in... I can't remember the name of the base town, but it was in the south of France and is kind of like off the beach, you know?
Yeah.
But there's this little village up at the top of the mountain called Ez. There's this village of Ez and sort of, you know, south of France. And it was, and I climbed up that one. I mean, I hiked up that one.
I
didn't climb, but.
Yeah, I said climb, but I hiked. But still, 10,000 feet is pretty high.
Oh, yeah. Mine was probably, you know, nothing, you know. But, I don't know. It was rewarding to go up there and find this village. Yeah.
Well, to anyone out there who has climbed a mountain, would you listen to the smooth sounds of Alberto José González to take you back to that summit.
That summit, the summit at the top of the mountain with palm trees and, you know.
The local Ezonians.
And Rastafarians up there.
Oh, I'm talking about the people of Ez.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm talking about Rastafari. I'm talking about Jamaica.
All right.
All right. Next up, we're going to hear from Alkahest. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom, music by Jun Ishikawa of Kirby fame. And this is called Mountain Trail. This is music from Alkahest, music by Jun Ishikawa, And this is Mountain Trail.
When the track started, I was making this movement like I was climbing, like I was pulling a rope to pull myself up a very steep mountain.
Yeah.
And then I noticed you watching me, and then I noticed you also started joining in.
Yeah.
And you started mimicking the pulling of the rope, but the way you were doing it, it seemed like you were pulling two ropes, so in essence, it looked like you were milking a cow. that's kind of what I thought too. No. Uh-huh. And this music, don't get me wrong, great cow milking music.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Imagine milking a cow to this music, actually.
Okay, now you're getting into it.
I mean, that'd be a neat video to shoot, you know?
Next video.
That's the next video, is me milking a cow. Actually, though, I mean, that would be hard to do, right? But then maybe just find footage of a cow getting milked and then put this music on it, you know?
Okay.
That could be funny, right?
Good choice.
Do you think it sounds mountainous? I think it does. I think it's got a mountain sound to it.
Yeah.
Something about it. I don't know what it is.
You know, it sounds like an adventurous thing. You're about to embark on something. Kind of epic.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I feel like mountain music has that sort of feel. You know what I mean? That sort of epic feel, you know, of this embarking on something kind of feel to it,
right,
you know, because
right.
It's the mountain, you know.
Okay. Now, you were talking about Skull Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think now it's time for us to take a trip.
Death
Mountain.
Death Mountain.
You got it. You guessed it.
Yeah.
From the game Golden Axe 3.
Okay, yeah.
This is Death Mountain, also known as Level 5A, from composers now Fumi Hataya and Tatsuyuki Maeda. Death Mountain. Death Mountain, a.k.a. Level 5A, from the game Golden Axe 3, composers now Fumi Hataya and Tatsuyuki Maeda.
You know, you commented on the way I look today.
Yes.
Can I comment on the way you look today?
Absolutely.
You're looking real strong, right?
Strong?
Strong today, yeah.
Get out of here.
You look swole.
I think it's just because I'm wearing a bigger shirt.
You are, but it's making you look really buff right now.
Really?
You look like a buff boy.
Well, let me tell you something.
I mean, you look like you can climb a mountain.
Oh, I'll take it. I was just in the Bay Area.
Okay.
And that's when I did Sharky's show.
Sure.
And when I was there, my father, who's really old school.
He trained you.
He did train when I was young.
Uh-huh.
He commented on some of my clothes, as the older generation sometimes does.
Yeah.
And they're very blunt. Mm-hmm. And he said, your clothes are just, they're garbage, pretty much.
Your father said
my
that
father
to you.
My father said that.
This past week. Yeah, okay.
And he said, you need to wear new shirts. And he says, I have these shirts I don't wear. And I looked at the shirts, and I said, those are too big for me.
Yeah.
And he said, just wear them. He says, and I put one on, and he said, that looks great. He goes, you already look better. I said, I don't think so. And he said, yeah, you do. So I put it on, and you know what? You're not the first person to comment on that.
I mean, they do look big, but I'm just saying it makes you look buff, though.
Maybe that's the ticket. Just wear bigger clothes.
Well, it's weird because you'd think bigger clothes would make you look smaller.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But somehow it's making you look real, like a big boy.
It is just draping me properly, I guess.
I mean, you're looking like a real mountain. I mean, it's appropriate because you're looking like a real mountain climbing big boy.
Okay. Hey, Rob F. Mountain?
Rob F. Big Boy. The cheeky, cheeky big boy.
The cheeky, cheeky big boy. Back to Golden Axe 3. Turn this part up. Here we go. These drums. They're making me want to lift some weights on top of a mountain.
Yeah. Brain Lord.
All right, the Brain Lord.
The Super Nintendo. This is music by Masanao Akahori. And we're going to hear Road to Droog. This is sort of a mountain. It's a mountain area in the game. So Road to Droog from Brain Lord for the Super Nintendo. To Droog from Brain Lord, music by Masanao Akahori. This is I really like that slap bass that comes in near the end.
Yes, paired with orchestra hits.
Right, that's right.
Hey, if that road is laced with orchestra hits, I'm going. I'll take that road.
This track kind of, I don't know, it has like a, this track sounds more, it sounds newer than when the game came out, you know what I mean? I think this game is from 94, it sounds more like 98. Here we go. Funky. Yeah, I like that. It's good.
Good call. Let's see here. I believe I will be moving on to Isu.
Right. I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Ancient East Vanished Omen. Okay. And this is, I think this is, I don't know if it was ever released for NES, but I know for sure it was on Famicom.
Right.
I'll have to look into that. But the composer is the great Yuzo Koshiro.
Mm-hmm.
And the track I will be playing is Mountain Path. Ancient East Vanished Omen. East 1, I mean. Ancient East Vanished Omen. From composer Yuzo Koshiro, that's Mountain Path.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement I was doing there, I was burrowing into the mountain.
Oh, really? I thought you were just doing the rumba or whatever.
A rumba into the mountain.
Okay, yeah.
By the way, you know what's funny is I didn't even realize I was doing it until Sharky pointed it out. Mm-hmm. But as the VGM tunes were playing, mm-hmm. I started doing what we do.
Oh, yeah.
And then he thought I was signaling to turn up the volume or to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then I had to say, I told him no in the middle of the song. Mm-hmm. So I think it might have been a technical glitch.
Oh, really?
And then when we were off the air, when the track was playing, I said, that's what we do.
We just dance.
We dance and we jam to the tracks.
Yeah.
And I said, you feel free to if you would like.
Yeah.
And he did. And he started jamming to the tracks. So it's kind of, we were recreating the podcast.
Right.
And if you are at home and you're a user of the Legacy Music Hour, please feel free to jam along as well.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. By the way, I was looking at CDs that we were sent, and I didn't read the letter yet, but I was looking at it more, and it looks to me like there's one track from every Konami game that came out for the Nintendo or the Famicom or the Famicom disc system.
Sure.
It seems to me like there's one of each game is what it appears to be.
Are we talking Ultra or just Konami here?
Oh, no, Ultra included. And
Ultra included.
And Palcom.
Okay, wow. Did his homework.
So, that's neat. All right, you remember how earlier you were talking about Death Mountain?
Yes.
I'd like to now move to Death Mountain.
Oh, Death Mountain's second appearance.
Well, I think that what's more well known, the Death Mountain in Golden Axe,
right,
is not as well known as this Death Mountain. Do you know what Death Mountain I'm talking about?
Final Fantasy.
No.
Secret of Mana.
Zelda.
Secret of Zelda, right.
Zelda has Death Mountain. Well, you know, Death Mountain was in the first Zelda, but we're going to hear from A Link to the Past.
Right.
Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. Part 3, basically, the one for Super Nintendo. And this is music by Koji Kondo. And we're going to hear a track called Black Mist. And this is when you go into the Dark World, and it's the Death Mountain that's in the Dark World. Or maybe it's actually not called Death Mountain when you're in the Dark World, but it's the area that is the mountain that when he goes into the Dark World. I almost was going to play the rabbit music. For those of you who know the game, you know, there's a part where you're a rabbit, and there's some kind of cool, just pretty cool music that plays during that time too, which is on the mountain as well. But no, this is called Black Mist, and this is kind of a classic video game music track. So Black Mist from Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past, music by Koji Kondo. This is Black Mist from Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, composer Koji Kondo. I like that second part a lot. Yes. Kind of an emotional part of the piece, I think.
Emotional,
it's kind of emotional,
like
you know.
Right.
It's It's not as emotional as some of the other tracks in this game, but yeah, it gets emotional, definitely. You know, it's almost like this is the real hard part, you know? This is the, tough, you know, yes. part, you know? And right. then the soft part comes in. It's like the soft side of Death Mountain, you know? Or something. This is like buff Rob, and then this is like sensitive Rob.
Oh, okay. Something like that.
It's like a dichotomy, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like the tough guy who starts crying.
Right. Oh, you know, like the times that I have shed tears on the podcast.
Oh, right.
And look on, there's a YouTube video.
Right.
Legacy Music Hours. Check that out.
Yeah.
The Switch cries. So, we have had two appearances by Death Mountain.
Okay.
By the way, Death Mountain appears in many video games. It's sure. crossover.
Right.
It's got a good agent.
Well, yeah. No, Death Mountain was very popular in the right. 80s and early 90s, you know.
Yeah. Appeared in movies, television, games, maybe even a song or two.
Right, yeah.
So, iconic. Yeah. I am going to go to the Singing Mountain.
Oh, Singing Mountain. Okay.
From?
Chrono Trigger.
Oh, wow. Okay, you knew that.
Right.
You heard this track.
Yes.
You know this track.
Yeah. There's also, I think, another one called Primitive Mountain or something, I think.
Right. And I decided to go with Singing Mountain, and that is from Yasunori Mitsuda.
Mm-hmm.
SNES track. Let's start climbing. Does that part sound mountain to you? When it goes...
Oh, right, yeah.
Kind of. Like we're way up high.
Sounds kind of like a reggae. No, I'm just kidding.
Would this have qualified for New Age?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of has got a New Age vibe.
Oh, it definitely does.
Okay.
Oh, what do you mean kind of? It totally does.
Well, as you discovered... While this track was playing, this was an unused track.
Yes, it's an unused track, yeah.
But you played this game, and you don't remember this track at all, right?
No, I don't remember it, no. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's a nice piano.
No, this is totally New Age. Are you kidding me?
The wind, that wind sound effect. It's kind of like we're flying in the stars or the moon. Do you remember?
We're soaring.
Soaring, that's
we're
right.
We're soaring, Rob. All right. Well, I'm going to move on to a different Square game. Different Square role-playing game.
Okay.
Second Densetsu 3. This is an action role-playing game, actually.
Okay.
This is the sequel to Secret of Mana, or Mana. And the music is by the composer of Secret of Mana, Hiroki Kikuta. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. And we're going to hear a track called Different Road. This is the mountain area in Second Densetsu 3. All right, second Densetsu 3. This is Different Road, music by Hiroki Kakuta.
Excellent jam. Is this your favorite one of the entire podcast?
You know, yeah, I'd say
this
so.
This episode?
I think so far, yeah. I think so. Well, no, Final Fantasy 2, that's definitely...
Okay, right.
That's kind of has a special place for me, but but listening to this, I feel like this is the most unifying track, though. I feel like everybody in the room, you know, including Monica, is like, this is the track that we were like, oh yeah, this is the jam, you know, right?
Right.
Yeah.
This is really, from start to finish, straight up a jam.
Well, I love the part where it kind of changes, you know?
Yeah.
And there's just a certain, it's good. It's really good. This... That thing, that's very something, you know? It's very something, you know? This is like working out music, actually.
It is working
this is
out
what
music.
You should work out to when you get, you know, when you're getting buff like you do,
right.
You know?
Right.
Now, this part right here, I like this a lot. This part. I love that right there. That when it hits that note right there, you know? And now it totally gets all ethno-musical, you know? It's got this world sound now, you know?
Gamelan-esque.
Or something, or... I'm not really sure what it sounds like, but it definitely sounds world. It's got that world flavor. Is this your favorite so far?
I'm partial to the Smurfs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that Smurfs was really hitting it for me. Uh-huh. This would maybe come in at number two for me. Uh-huh. I'm already making the list right now.
Right. Yeah, I like that turnaround right there. I like that turnaround where it goes back into the beginning of the loop, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool, you know? But this definitely has like a really solid, like... Sorry, it's probably too loud on the microphone. It also kind of sounds like it reminds me of some kind of movie or something, you know? I don't know.
It reminds me of a 90s song. What song is that?
It reminds me
that?
Of the 80s. I think it sounds 80s, actually.
Early 90s.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For me, that's a song. Good choice.
Yeah.
It's that 190 song. I'm going to try to recreate it, but it goes ba bum bum ba na da na na. Ba bum bum ba na bum. You know what I'm talking about? Sound familiar at all?
Nah, I don't know that. No.
I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to recreate that from my infancy because I was just such a young
such a young buck
infant.
But you're still buff though.
Infant buff.
You're still buff. Buff baby. Buff baby.
I'm going Mission Impossible.
Okay.
Nintendo Entertainment System. Yeah. I'm going to go Stage 4 Persian Mountain.
Yeah.
And this is from two composers, Jun Funahashi, Dogman, and Yoshiyuki Hagiwara, Hajin. Mission Impossible, Stage 4, Persian Mountain, Jun Funahashi and Yoshiyuki Hagiwara. Tongue twister.
No, this is definitely pretty jam.
I like this, and it's got that Konami sound.
It's got the Konami sound.
Classic
can't go
Konami
wrong with the Konami sound.
Sound.
And speaking of which, again, just going back to the CD that CDs were sent, I didn't look at this, but I'm looking at the writing on the disc, and it says, pound for pound, the Konami Anthology.
Right.
1985 to 1994.
Okay.
I like that. I like that.
You know what? That reminds me.
Because Konami's the best. Yeah. But yeah.
Isn't that what you always say?
It is.
I think that is what you
always say. I've grown to just decide that Konami's the best company for music, I think. Yeah.
DJ Sharky made me a mix CD.
Oh, did he?
He made me a mix CD, but he composed this CD of tracks based on my video game taste. These are all music tracks of stuff he thought I might be interested in.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I thought it was very cool because sometimes you'll reference composers and I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Sure.
But Sharky knows what you're talking about.
Right.
You guys connect on that.
Sure, yeah.
So now I'm going to hear something.
Now
and
you...
I'm going to say, oh, that reminds me of Furious Frank and uh-huh. and the Beat Pies.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to say, I don't know what that is. And I'm going to say, oh, well, Sharky knows what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. See, now you're going to start connecting.
Boom.
Yeah.
Now I'm strutting to this music. Furious Frank isn't on that CD, by the way. I just made that up.
It's not even a real person at all.
No.
Furious Frank.
Yeah. And the Beat Pies.
Interesting. And the Beat Pies?
The Beat Pies.
That's funny. I like that. All right. Okay, now I'm going to move on to a game that we have not heard from before. And I'd never heard of it prior to finding tracks for this episode.
Okay.
But it's called Dark Law, Meaning of Death.
Oh, boy. That's kind of dark.
We're talking about Death Mountain.
Right. Yeah.
This is the third death reference we had in this episode. It's dark.
Wow, a lot of death.
Yeah.
In mountains.
Yeah. So, well, no, this isn't even, this is the name of the game.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I can't wait to hear what this title is, what the name of the level or where this comes from.
Well, what?
Where in the game does this come from?
Well, it's from a mountain area, obviously.
Okay.
It's called, okay, get ready for this, is dark.
Yes.
Mount Molar.
Mount Molar.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the horror.
It's actually not. It's not like molar, like the tooth molar. It's a M-O-L-O-R.
Oh, Molar.
Molar. Molar.
Molar.
Molar. I don't know. But I wanted to say molar because...
yeah, that's
you
fine.
Know, I think that's would be better.
Yes.
But I mean, it'd be, I guess funnier is why I said
I
that.
I think so.
So, yeah, Dark Law, Meaning of Death. That's the name of the game. It's a Super Famicom release. And the music is by Satoshi Nagano and Michihiko Shichi. And yeah, this is called Mount Molar. This is Mount Molar from Dark Law, Meaning of Death, music by Satoshi Nagano and Michihiko Shichi. Man, I like this track, obviously.
Oh, that's great.
Because I picked it. But
yes.
The end part of it, it straight up just totally sounds like it's ripping off The Last Emperor music. The music to The Last Emperor.
Oh, I don't remember the music to The Last Emperor.
It's by Ryuichi Sakamoto, who... You know, I kind of think influence video game composers.
Okay.
And this is just straight up right here. This is Last Emperor right here. sounds like Last Emperor with a rock beat, you know? I mean, this has gone, you know, way past the Last Emperor part of it, but I just wanted to play that part also.
Okay.
But yeah, nice. Good, huh? It's cool. It's cool when the drums kick in, huh? During the Last Emperor part, you know.
I really am loving our selections for the Mountain episode.
Uh huh.
Who knew that the Mountain episode would be?
Well, I mean, you know.
Who knew?
It's all about the game. It's all about the games, you know. I'm sure there's some bad mountain music from other games. I mean, I am sure because I heard them.
You listened to
them. I heard them, yeah.
Right. You know what? I'm going to go Kid Chameleon.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was debating Crystalis for Nintendo, but I see Sega Genesis is very underrepresented on my list.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to go with the Kid Chameleon track.
All right.
For my sixth track, and this is from composer New Romantic Productions.
Right.
And I'm going to go with Mountain Area.
That's the name of the episode.
Mountain Area, Kid Chameleon, New Romantic Productions. This track is pretty iconic if you've played the game. Is it really? Yeah, it's just...
You played this game.
Yeah. I owned it at one point.
Oh, okay, wow.
In my youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a huge Kid Chameleon fan.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty big when it came out. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone wanted to have it. It was the it game at one
really?
Point.
Really? Kid Chameleon?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But... this track has got some pretty good bass.
I have a question for you. Just objectively speaking, what was a more popular system, Super Nintendo or Genesis?
Genesis at one point.
It came out, I think, a year or two before Super Nintendo.
Sure, that's what I'm saying. But eventually, Super Nintendo caught up in terms of...
They beat them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's no secret.
Because I was talking with a friend of ours, actually, Jacob, actually.
Right.
And he thought that Super Nintendo was, and he was totally a Sega kid, you know?
Yes.
He was all about Sega, and he thought the Sega Master System was better than the Nintendo, and he eventually broke down and got a Super Nintendo because he realized it was better.
Right.
But it was a better system overall. But he thought that Genesis was the more popular system overall, though. He thought everybody had Genesis, nobody had Super Nintendo.
No.
In my day, I always thought that Genesis was more the underdog, you know, team. You know, that was more the sort of subculture crowd.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Well, I always thought that Genesis was... Well, Super Nintendo was definitely more the mainstream popular system, I thought. And that Genesis was sort of the, you know... I mean, aside from sports games, I mean, you know, Genesis always, you know, they always boasted about their sports titles. And
yes.
That was what they were about, it seemed like. But aside from sports, it seemed like you know, Super Nintendo was always the dominant system, you know.
What did you think? Those poor Genesis owners.
No, I didn't think that. Like I said, I was kind of both, actually. I mean, because my cousin, he was Sega, he had a Genesis. My best friend had a Genesis, and I played a lot of Genesis also. But I always thought that was the, chosen path or whatever.
It became that. Definitely became that when a child would walk into the department store or the electronics store. You'd look at the Genesis on clearance, and then you'd look at Super Nintendo, and they were still cranking out games for that. Mm-hmm. And you would say, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Play Kid Chameleon?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to move on to Super Natsu Puyo 2. Ruru no Tetsuwan Hanjio Ki. I know it seemed like it was going to end many times when I was saying that, but...
Right.
Super Natsu Puyo 2, Ruru no Tetsuwan Hanjio Ki.
Are you done?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is music by Tsuyoshi Matsushima. Ainosuke Nagao, Super Kenta, and BAM, or BAM. And this is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom. This is called Mountain. Super Natsu Puyo 2 for the Super Famicom. Music by Tsuyoshi Matsushima, Ainosuke Nagao, Super Kenta, and BAM. This is Mountain.
I'm noticing a military drum kind of thing.
I think that this, yeah.
But I think I've noticed that in a couple of your tracks.
Well, maybe, perhaps, yeah.
At least one other one.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, I feel like... To me, this actually sounds the most like mountain music out of anything we've heard on the podcast so far. You know what I mean? Like,
why?
This to me sounds mountainy the most because of that march beat or the drum.
Oh,
because
okay.
of the drums, for one thing. And also just... Well, this is my favorite part of the track right here, actually. This sounds... I guess something about this just sounds really mountainy with the string going... Something about that sounds... peak. There's
right.
something. There's something peak-like about that string that's going up there like that. And then this part right here. Something about the that voice. You know.
Yeah.
There's something that sounds altitude-y about that. You know what I mean? There's something airy about that. There's an airy sound to the. You know. And then. I don't know, so something kind of airy about that, and then these longer notes here, there's something that just seems scaling about that, you know? I don't mean like it's working its way up a scale, but I don't know, it just sounds mountainy to me, you know? It sounds tall, that's what it is. You know, those long notes, they sound tall to me,
okay.
You know? So the whole thing has this feeling of... Okay, and the marching kind of has there's a climbing quality to the marching, you know?
Right.
And so you've got this climbing kind of airy sort of tall peak like quality. These all of these things are coming from these different parts of the right. piece, I feel like, you know. Yeah. I think this is the definitive mountain track of the episode. Yeah. I'm not saying it's my favorite.
Right.
But I'm saying it sounds the most mountainy, I think.
I have decided to close my set out with Turok Battle of the Bionosaurs. This is a Game Boy game. And it is by composer Alberto Jose Gonzalez.
That's a sandwich for you, right?
Right. Alberto Jose Gonzalez witch. Mm-hmm. This track was released very late in the Game Boy life cycle.
Right.
1997.
Right.
That's cutting it real close.
Sure.
I think the sequel came out on Game Boy Color or Game Boy Advance.
Right.
But this one is straight up Game Boy. And it is more of the magic, the mountain magic, that is Alberto Jose Gonzalez's musical composition. So here is Mountain Forest for the Game Boy. Turok Battle of the Bionosaurs. Mountain Forest, Turok, Battle of the Bionosaurs, Alberto Jose Gonzalez. That's a jam right there. Hey, Commodore 64, who's in?
You are.
Yes, as always. I never had a Commodore 64.
No, neither did I. I don't think I've even played one.
But I love that sound. Mm. I love that sound. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that Alberto's first track and this last track I'm playing, very dancey. Mm. This one's not as reggae-ish, but it's kind of got a...
No, it's got a sort of... It almost sounds kind of... I mean, almost like Armenian dance music or something
Armenian
like that.
Armenian dance music.
Or something
music.
Like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure, sure. But very strong drums present. Maybe that's just a device that composers thought you needed for mountain music. Hmm. Strong drums.
Strong body. Like you.
Buff. 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 Buff.
Strong boy. Strong boys. Composers knew they needed strong boys for their music. For the mountain music. All right, so that's almost the end of our focus on mountain music.
Yes.
Mountain area music on this edition of the Legacy Music Hour. For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can also comment there, create discussion
right.
about the music. And you can also email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com. You can call us.
281-SONIC-91 is the number.
You can text. You can leave a voice message there as well.
Right, right.
And, okay, so let's now, okay, for the poll.
The new method.
The new method. And after I talk about this, I'll talk about the episode 113 results.
Okay.
First of all, let me just say this. I think there was a little bit of question about whether the closing track counts. Yes, the closing track is eligible for the poll as well.
Got it.
So it's, you know, it's all the tracks. I mean, aside from obviously the theme song, the Blaster Master thing we used to open with. But yes, the closing track counts. So the new method is you can rank the tracks because, you know, we're getting a lot of ties, you know, because people are picking their favorite three tracks, and a lot of times a lot of the tracks are getting picked the same time, and it makes it so that there's a lot of ties.
Right.
So I'd actually like to just see if this works, but to make it so there aren't so many ties and there's just more of a clear cut first, second, and third place, rank your tracks from first through third. And what will happen is when we're tallying them up, we'll give first place will get more points than second place, and second place will get more points than third place. Basically, first place will get 3 points, second 2 points, and third 1 point.
Yeah.
So, you know, and it's not actually hard to tally it up like that. So, so that's how we'll do it. So yes, when you send in so if you want to participate in the poll, send in your top three favorite tracks. Send an email to legacymusichour@gmail.com. Put it in the subject 115 poll and list your top three in order from, you know, for best track to third best track. Okay. And yeah, that will be taken into account. All right. What else? Episode 113 poll. This is what came. I'm going to fade the music out now, actually.
You know, by the way, just before you fade that out completely, I know what this track reminds me of.
What?
The Mortal Kombat movie song.
Oh, really?
The Test of Might song.
Oh, I don't know that one.
You didn't see that movie?
Oh, I saw it. I saw it in the theater, actually.
It's the famous song where at the very end when he goes, Test of Might, and it's kind of a techno-y song.
I don't know. I don't really remember, but I tell you this. All I do remember is that Christopher Lambert, a white man, plays Raiden.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind of messed up.
Well, hey, man.
Right. No disrespect to Christopher Lambert.
Sure.
But I mean, you know.
A white man playing Raiden? Well, yeah. Where have you been for the last century? No, the last 10 centuries. White man's been playing lots of Raidens around the world.
I guess so. But I mean, a white man didn't play Raiden in Big Trouble in Little China.
Right.
You know, that was an actual, you know.
Well.
An Asian man played Raiden in Big Trouble in Little China. And when I say Raiden in Big Trouble in Little China, I mean the character that Mortal Kombat stole from to make Raiden.
Well, look, man, he's got a great agent. That's all I can say to play Raiden.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Maybe if you had his agent, you could have played Liu Kang.
Maybe I could have played Reagan. Reagan. What if I could have played Reagan? I'll play Reagan. What if an Asian man played? What if a Japanese man played Reagan in the Reagan biopic?
I tell you what, I'd pay to see that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
If he's got the talent, why not? I mean, he played decent Raiden, right?
Who?
In Mortal Kombat.
Who?
What's his face?
Oh, Lambert.
Yes.
Oh wait, I just had a new thought. What if Reagan played
Raiden?
Raiden. Ronald Reagan in Raiden. Ronald Raiden. What about Ronald Raiden? What if Ronald Reagan wore one of those rice hats or whatever they're called. They're called rice hats, right? Is that what they're called?
I don't know what they're called.
You know those hats?
Yeah,
what are those called?
Yeah.
Do you know what those are called?
They're farmer hats.
They're farmer hats,
farmer
right?
Hats.
But I think that's because they farm rice, I think, right?
Yeah.
If it's not, that's going to sound really racist, but... No, it is called a rice. I'm pretty sure it's called
a rice hat.
I think it's called
did
a rice hat.
Did you just Google rice hat?
I'm looking. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's right. It's called a conical Asian, well, I don't know. Rice hat. Yeah, conical Asian hat. Rice hat.
Right,
an
right,
Asian
the
hat,
bamboo
right.
type.
Yeah. Ronald
Reagan wearing one of those.
Yeah, Ronald and having whited out eyes and having electricity powers.
Right.
You know? Imagine the president of the United States with those lightning powers, those electricity powers.
What was Reagan's major policy, his legacy? What did he do?
Reaganomics,
right? So finish him. You win. What would it say? You win Reaganomics.
It would do this. It would say, finish him, and then... The guy would die, and then at the end it says, don't do drugs. Because that was a big part of Reaganomics.
Drugs, right.
It was like anti-drug stuff, you know?
Right, right.
And, but actually, I feel like, didn't Mortal Kombat have a bunch of, they did have like don't do drug kind of campaigns in the game.
Yeah, right.
Or was that Pit Fighter? Maybe I'm thinking of Pit Fighter.
No,
which,
I think Mortal Kombat did too.
Yeah, there was. I remember in the arcade seeing all these don't do drug stuff in there, you know? All right, anyway, so... all right, so, okay, here we go. Episode 113 poll. Coming in at third place was a tie, a four-way tie.
Four-way tie.
Yeah, this is the New Age episode, by the way. It was New Horizons, Mast in the Mist, Harvest Moon, Star Night Festival, Stealth, Mission Briefing, and Beyond Oasis, Evil Territory. All four of those were tied for third. Second place was Final Fantasy III, Phantom Forest.
Okay.
And coming in at number one on the Legacy Music Hour, episode 113 poll.
Right.
Coming in at first.
Okay. Suspense is killing me.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody knows it was posted on Facebook already anyway.
Right. Well, maybe some people haven't seen it. Maybe some people don't do that. Maybe some people are still on Friendster. But I've been telling you, we need to open up a Friendster account.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Legacy Music Hour on Friendster. Find us.
Coming in at number one on the episode 113 poll, Mario Paint.
Oh, no surprise there. I mean, even if you heard the episode and you hadn't checked the Facebook, you knew that was coming. Because
it wasn't my first, actually. That wasn't my first pick. But Mysterious is the name of the track. In fact, I didn't actually vote for Mario Paint, actually. I voted for Beyond Oasis, and I voted for New Horizons. Mm-hmm. And I voted for something else that didn't make it, actually. I can't remember what it was, though, actually. But anyway, next week's topic is going to be either boss music. Okay?
Okay.
Which we've done before.
Right. Okay. Boss Music 2.
Boss Music 2. Or we might have a guest, and it might be that guest just picks games they want to hear music from, and then we'll pick the music. They'll pick
right.
the games, we'll pick the music. And so we might do that, or we might have that guest just be a guest commenter on, you know, or guest commentator on the boss episode.
Oh, okay.
So it might be a combination of a guest and boss music. So stay tuned for that. And again, you can check out sfsketchfest.com to find out more information about the dance party event, or go to legacymusichour.com. There's a posting about it there as well.
San Francisco, we are coming to Golden Gate Park, California Academy of Sciences on January 31st, 7 p.m. sharp.
Yeah. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. It was Sandra No Daiboken. That was the that was what I picked for the New Age episode, and that didn't make it. That's so crazy that it didn't make it. Actually, that was such a good track. You know, remember that one? You know, the one that had that sort of violin solo violin, and then the organ kind of an organ sound comes in. Do you remember that?
Anyway, vaguely.
It's good.
Vaguely.
It's good. I think you might have voted for it too. I think actually, I can't remember actually. All right, so that's it. I think that's it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to close with a new title to the podcast, Super Air Driver 2 for the Super Famicom. This is music composed by Shimami Sakaba and Kazuya Tsuyama. And we're going to hear the track Mountains. And that's what we're going to close with. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
Our engineer is Monica Xiao. Right. And the name of the program is the Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.